Come all ye valiant soldiers, a story I will tell about the bloody battle that was fought on Shiloh Hill. It was an awful struggle and will cause your blood to chill. It was the famous battle that was fought on Shiloh Hill. It was the 6th of April, just at the break of day. The drums and fifes were playing for us to march away. The feeling of that hour I do remember still. For the wounded and the dying that lay on Shiloh Hill. About the hour of sunrise, the battle it began. And before the day had vanished, we had fought them hand to hand. The horrors of the field did my heart with anguish fill. For the wounded and the dying that lay on Shiloh Hill. The wounded men were crying for help from everywhere, while others who were dying were offering God their prayer. Protect my wife and children if it is thy holy will. Such were the prayers I heard that night on bloody Shiloh Hill. And early the next morning we were called to arms again, unmindful of the wounded and unmindful of the slain. The struggle was renewed and 10,000 men were killed. This was the second conflict of the famous Shiloh Hill. The battle, it raged on, though dead and dying men lay thick all o'er the ground, on the hill and on the glen. And from their deadly wounds the blood ran like a rill. Such were the mournful sights I saw on bloody Shiloh Hill. Before the day was ended, the battle ceased to roar, and thousands of brave soldiers had failed to rise no more. They left their vacant ranks for some other ones to fill, and now their moldering bodies are lying on Shiloh Hill. And now my song is ended about those bloody plains. I hope the sight by mortal man may ne'er be seen again. But I pray to God the Savior, if consistent with thy will, to save the souls of all who fall
shall hold me.